Mosiah chapter 14. In this chapter, Abinadi quotes Isaiah concerning the Savior. And the important thing here is that we see that the whole gist of Abinadi's talk with them has been to point them toward the Savior and say that they should be focused on the Savior and what to do about the Savior, concerning the Savior, or obviously that if we then look to the Savior, then we'll know what to do next. Instead, they're focused on the law of Moses, and when you look on the focus on the law of Moses, then you're looking down and you're looking in another direction, which I continue to say is that you are looking in the direction of man. In verses 1 and 2, it talks about, says that when Christ appears, that he will not be attractive to men. This means that it means that his clothes will not be the kind of clothes that someone will say looks like a king, or he won't be walking with his head high, and he won't have that speech that he talks with the mannerisms that people think he's something special, and he'll just come amongst men and be trying to relate to men, and he will not be thinking of building himself up at all, which is what really men expect, is they have the certain mannerism things that we do to make us seem that we are important, and he won't have that air of importance about him. And therefore, when men look at him, they will think he's nothing. They won't think he's of any importance at all. And they, when they see him begin to be punished and go through afflictions and have problems, and they see that he's going to be judged by the Jews at the before this trial and so forth, they will just say, oh, well, he's received all this and he deserves it because it's the punishment of God, and that's how they will rationalize it. But nonetheless, with all of this, it is for us and because of us that he indeed suffers. Yet even though he suffers for us, it says in verse 6 that we go our own way, and that is such an important verse to explain us. And the key word there is own way, meaning we decide on our own what it is that we're supposed to do, and we don't go to him to find out what it is that he wants us to do. In verses 7 through 9, it actually recounts his crucifixion in the way that Isaiah talks. Then it says in verse 10 that his life and crucifixion and all was God's purposes, and due to it, God's kingdom will prosper, meaning it will have more men be able to come into it because of this great sacrifice. And so therefore, in verse 11, it says that the plan of salvation will work and that it was worth it, meaning having the Savior have to suffer and be atoned will be worth it. And therefore, in 12, it says, though, that God will, therefore, reward Jesus by giving him a place among the greats.